I think David clearly had an expectation of life after death. And so his expectation was that he would meet with his child again on the other side of death in the presence of the Lord.
From Walking in Grace, this is the Straight Truth Podcast, Christian truths in an increasingly secular world.
Thanks again for joining us for the Straight Truth Podcast. Now, in this podcast, we seek to answer any question you might have about doctrine, faith, practice, or even challenging Bible verses and the like. I'm your host, Josh Philpott, and as always, I'm joined by Pastor Richard Caldwell of Founders Baptist Church. Now, if you have a question you'd like Pastor Richard to answer, then just leave a comment for us below this video, find us on Twitter or Instagram, or even send an email from our website, straighttruth.net. And there at that website, you can find links to all of our previous episodes, as well as merchandise and contact information. With that, let's get to the question for this episode. So our next question for this episode has to do with infant mortality. What happens to an infant who dies? And when we're thinking about this question, we're thinking not only about an infant who dies after birth, but maybe even things like miscarriages and, of course, abortions, of which worldwide are millions upon millions, and especially in the United States. So how would you answer this question biblically? What happens to an infant who dies? Do they go to heaven or do they go to hell?
Yeah, I believe they go to heaven. And what you're not going to find in the Bible is a verse of Scripture that says that. Mm-hmm. The Bible does not say all infants that die go to heaven. So what you have to do is you have to take everything the Bible says about children and ask yourself a question. Is there any indication in Scripture that children are condemned to hell? Or put it another way, if you take the whole of what the Bible says about children, is it positive or is it negative? And what you find again and again about children in the Bible is that it's positive, positive in nature. You also find some indication about the expectation of believers. So in 2 Samuel 12, for example, David, following the sin with Bathsheba, a child was conceived. Nathan the prophet confronts him with his sin, tells him that the child is going to die. And the child indeed is near death. David is praying and fasting and all of that. And then the baby dies. And he washes his face and he's ready to go on with his life. And his servants come to him, verse 21 of 2 Samuel 12, and say to him, "What is this thing that you have done? While the child was alive, you fasted and wept. But when the child died, you arose and ate food." He said, "While the child was still alive, I fasted and wept. For I said, 'Who knows? The Lord may be gracious to me that the child may live. But now he has died. Why should I fast? Can I bring him back again?'" And then David says this, "I will go to him, but he will not return to me." And I think David clearly had an expectation of life after death. And so his expectation was that he would meet with his child again on the other side of death in the presence of the Lord. So I take that statement. I take statements regarding the innocence of children that you find in the Old Testament. When you think about God's mercy upon Nineveh, one of the things that was mentioned was the innocence of people who didn't know their left hand from their right hand. I think about our Lord's attitude toward children. The disciples wanting to forbid the children from coming to Jesus. He rebuked them for that. "Let the children come to me." Every attitude—
Such is the kingdom of God.
For such is the kingdom of God. So every attitude you see from the Lord God toward children, Old and New Testaments, is positive in nature. And David's expectation was he would meet with his child. And so I believe the Bible teaches that there is salvation for those who die in infancy. We need to be clear, this is still a matter of grace. Our guilt is tied to Adam's sin. So it's not that children are innocent in the sense that they are sinless or didn't have were not born with a sin nature. It's just that God has mercy and grace for those who never had an opportunity to grow up. So it's that kind of special grace in God that is demonstrated there.
And I think, too, about Romans 1. And so the Apostle Paul says that, you know, no one is without excuse when it comes to the rejection of God because they see it in nature,
right?
But a little child, or obviously a child who has been miscarried or an abortion, does not have that opportunity to observe revelation in that way. And so maybe God's grace and mercy.
Yeah, it's a great point. That's what I mean when I say they didn't have a chance to grow up. Man is responsible by virtue of of the revelation given in nature before God. There's enough information in nature to make a man responsible before God. Nature reveals that God is. Nature reveals that God is, His holiness is on display there in the sense of His majesty and His greatness. Man's responsible to seek Him. That's made clear by nature. Well, an infant never had that opportunity. Mm. You can't say that he has sinned by personal choice, nor can you say that he or she has sinned by rejection of what God has revealed, because they never reached an age to be able to process even the natural revelation that God has given. And so I think that's why God has mercy upon mm-hmm. those infants.
It seems like that, what you just said, accords well with, remember when Abraham says in Genesis, will not the God of all the earth do what is right?
Absolutely.
Like, this is God's nature to
Amen.
Be merciful and gracious.
Yeah, and that he prefers that man would not die, but mm-hmm. live.
Yeah.
Sometimes we get a picture, I think, of God that he almost prefers death, but that's not the picture we have in Scripture. Mm. What he emphasizes to Moses when Moses asks the Lord to reveal himself to him and God declares his name to him is that he has mercy upon whom he has mercy, mm-hmm. compassion upon whom he has compassion. It is true that the freeness of God is emphasized there with respect to mercy and compassion, but nonetheless, what he emphasizes in those words is his mercy yeah. and his compassion. And so that is the nature of our God.
Amen. Thanks again for joining us for this episode of the Straight Truth Podcast. Now, we'd love for you to pass this episode around to friends and family, so please like and subscribe to this podcast. You can find it in the podcast app of your choice, but also you can find links to all of our social media channels by going to our website, straighttruth.net. You'll find links to Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and the like. Also at the website, you can find links to all of Pastor Richard's books and merchandise and contact information. Now, Straight Truth is listener supported. So if you'd like to find out ways to help us to continue to produce this podcast, again, you'll find that at the website, straighttruth.net. Now, Straight Truth is a production of Walking in Grace Ministries, the preaching and teaching ministry of Pastor Richard Caldwell. For more information, go to walkingingrace.org.